Tovar v. Mukasey. Ms. Tai?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Tovar is a citizen of Indonesia, and Mr. Tovar belonged to the he's Christian by his religion. Indonesia has a population of about 280 million persons, and more than 80% of the population is Muslim. That makes Indonesia the first biggest Muslim country in the world. Mr. Tovar belonged to a minority, a religious minority. He is actually Protestant Christian Protestant. All his life, Mr. Tovar has been a Protestant, has been raised and went to school, in Christian school. All his life, he has been also persecuted or mistreated, harassed by his Muslim neighbors. But the event that make him decide to leave Indonesia and come to the United States is when Mr. Tovar has two Muslim friends and tried to introduce him to his religion, Christianity. He succeeded, he believed, to convert his two friends Muslim into Christianity. Mr. Tovar lived in a Muslim neighborhood, and somehow his neighbors learned about his his friend's conversion to Muslim, and suddenly his neighbor do not want this thing happening to some of the other Muslim friends and neighbors. So one day when Mr. Tovar was going to church, a mob, and he believed it is a Muslim mob, circled him and pretty much harass him and beat him up, and this event triggered him to come to the United States to seek for asylum and protection. Mr. Tovar registered for the NSFERS, I believe, that is required after 9/11, and he did apply for asylum. I'm sorry, he didn't register for this registration. He applied for asylum, has been denied by USCIS, and his application has been forwarded directly to the immigration judge here in Chicago. The immigration judge hear his testimony and deny his application. Deny his application for asylum, withholding of removal, and the protection under CAT. Following that, Mr. Tovar appealed to the BIA. The BIA summarily denied Mr. Tovar's appeal and reiterate the IG, the immigration judge decision. Following that, we filed a petition for review with this court, because we believe that the immigration judge and the BIA misapply the law on the fact of past persecution, that Mr. Tovar has not suffered past persecution. We believe Mr. Tovar suffered past persecution and is entitled actually to protection under the law of the United States. According to the definition of persecution by this court, serious injury is not necessary. Past persecution has a broader definition than just severe injuries. There are several cases with the Board of Immigration Appeal and actually with the Southern Court of Appeal also showing that, thinking about the Asani case, where the respondent was beaten up by military officials and have one of his tooth knocked out. And according to the Second Court of Appeal, that was enough to qualify as past persecution. Basically, the respondent do not need to suffer severe injury as to qualify for asylum and withholding of removal.
Ms. Tai, what in the record shows that the incident that the petitioner complains about was either commissioned or authorized by the Indonesian government or condoned and allowed to occur?
Actually, since the fall of President Suharto, Indonesia has been going through a lot of civil war. I would say maybe very close to civil war. And the new government, the government of Megawati, because it is a new government, I believe, have difficulty controlling the mobs and the civil uprising in Indonesia, and also because of
they have trouble controlling them, or they encourage them, they allow them to roam around and do such things.
They do have a problem controlling them, and they do also allow them to basically do whatever the policeman wants to do, because in Indonesia, corruption is very widespread and very well understood. So if you do not have the money, or if you are not willing to pay some government officials to do what they should do, then pretty much you will not be protected. And like Mr. Towa, since he know that the policemen are corrupted, he didn't even seek their help. So it's not the government, because it's a new government that take over a dictatorial government, which was President Suharto government. Megawati is more a democratic government, actually held by the United States. Because it's a young government, has a very hard time to control the population, and also because of what was ongoing with Suharto, the government officials of Indonesia have some practices that was going on a long time ago, and that Megawati cannot have a hard time to control at that time. So we believe that Mr. Towa has been persecuted in Indonesia based on his Christianity, his religion, and that the government of Indonesia is unwilling and unable to protect him.
Thank you, Ms. Tai. Ms. Benner-Leon.
Good morning. May it please the Court, Wendy Benner-Leon on behalf of the government. The Court should deny the petition for review because here the record does not compel reversal of the agency's finding that the petitioner failed to establish past persecution for withholding of removal. As you know, the substantial evidence standard applies, and under that standard, the agency's factual findings are conclusive. And they won't be disturbed unless the record evidence is so powerful and moving that a reasonable fact finder would be compelled to conclude opposite of the immigration judge and the BIA. The alien's burden to begin with to establish past persecution is very heavy. As in Boki decision, this court said it's a heavy evidentiary burden. And the review standard is even more difficult to overcome because of the kind of evidence that would have to be in the record to reverse the finding. This record contains very few specifics about what occurred with the alien in this case. Primarily, he testified that he was confronted on his way to church on Christmas Eve, and a group of individuals, 15 or 20 in a group, whom he believes were Muslim, chased him, beat him, knocked him down, and he lost a tooth. There's no case in this court that has ever found that such circumstance as that would rise to past persecution. In fact, the Danden decision, as well as the recent Zhu decision, would suggest even where there's a serious injury, such as conceitedly a tooth being knocked out, generally for the court to find past persecution, there's additional aggravating factors, whether it be additional detentions or additional abuse at the hands of the government or with the government's complicity. And none of those circumstances exist here. Regarding the claim that the police are all Muslims and would do nothing to assist Christians, the record really doesn't support such a broad assertion. In fact, the State Department report shows that the government has been working to reduce conflicts between Christians and Muslims and have had some success and have been attempting to persecute persecutors of violence based on religion. This case is fairly straightforward. Past persecution was the sole issue. And the government's brief thoroughly addresses our argument. If the court has any particular questions, I'd be happy to entertain them. If not, the government will rest on its brief.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tai, you had not reserved any rebuttal time. But you have a minute if you'd like. Okay.
Your Honors, I believe that the past persecution definition is much broader than what the government is alleging here. I truly believe that the case law doesn't include serious injury as a component of past persecution.
All right. Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement. The court will proceed to the